I had a picture this morning. The picture was of two cogs. That's the first picture. Two cogs. Now, the top cog is our thinking, the reservoir of our spiritual knowledge, all the revelation we get, the amount of hours we spend in God's presence and in each other's presence, seeking God, and all that reservoir of spiritual life, revelation, knowledge, and wisdom that we get. Right? That's this cog here, the top one. The bottom cog is our life, the reality of our day-to-day life. And this top cog, in this person I'm thinking about, it's spinning round very, very fast. There's an awful lot going on in this person's mind and in this person's spirit. It's going on. It's happening. There's a lot of stuff churning around, a lot of spiritual activity going on. But hey, while this one's spinning round, this one is at a standstill. That's a good picture of a typical Western Christian these days. A lot of religious stuff going on, spiritual stuff going on, but there's no engagement with this other wheel. And it can spin and spin and spin, but it's spinning freely. It's not doing anything because the shaft is connected to this one. This is what we want to see happen, but nothing's happening. So we'll now go to the next one. Now they're engaged. The teeth are engaged. And when this one turns round, this one turns round and moves the shaft, and the whole machine, whatever it is, gets operating and moving. Right? The two wheels are interacting. One is impacting the other and turning the other one. They're not removed. They're not spinning separately. And God gave me that picture this morning. He said, that's what so many Christians are like. They talk a good job. They do all the praying and the, you know what, you know, they do all the spiritual stuff, but it's unrelated from their life. And what needs to happen is the teeth need to engage. You know, we can look at Jesus. We can talk about Jesus. We can read about Jesus. We can get great revelation. Say, well, that's interesting. Wow, that's a revelation. Oh, I can feel that in my spirit. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, the kingdom. Great. Oh, that's what Jesus did. I never knew that before. I've got some extra knowledge about Luke and Jesus. That's fantastic. And there can be zero engagement with the reality of our lives. Everything that Jesus went through has a direct impact on the way we're to live our lives. And you see, the person who gets that means the cogs are intersected, and every bit of revelation they get from, say, the Gospels immediately is translated into action in their own life. Jesus lived for the kingdom. That's what we're called to do. So how did Jesus do it? Because that's what I'm going to do. Jesus reached out and healed. I got the same spirit Jesus had. He said, I'll do the same things he did and greater things still. I'm going to reach out and heal people. Jesus got up early and went to be with his father on the side of the mountain. Those teeth are going to engage. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to engage with my father in heaven so I can do the works Jesus did. I can be led by the spirit. I can be moved as Jesus was moved. You see, this is what we're called to. When we're looking at the life of Jesus or whoever else we look at, this is what we're called to engage with it in such a way it directly begins turning our lives. And therefore that shaft that goes through the cog, and therefore everything is connected to our lives. Yeah, and we do have a split these days in the West between our head and the rest of us. There's a split. It goes back to that French philosopher, Descartes. I think, therefore I am. We suddenly came to the conclusion that thinking was the main thing. I think, therefore I am. You know, the philosophy can go back to there. It became important, our intellects became more important than anything else. And they became separated from our lives and hearts and spirits. It's what you've lived as your cog has gone round. It's what you've lived. See, when we teach, that's what we're after. We're not just teaching information. We want people's cogs, teeth to go like that and their lives to start turning and producing fruit.